Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate, and they give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel guidance, that angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to that, again, welcome to Angel Healing House. And thank you so much for listening in. You know, whether that's on computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the 2.5 years of weekly shows, over 130 shows to listen to that are archived on the Blog Talk Radio site, or you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, I'd like to say happy, happy 1st of July to everyone, and welcome to the lucky number 7 month. And you know what, listeners, luck will certainly have more of a chance of finding us, that Mercury, the good old planet of communication, it starts to go forward today, no longer going backwards. Yes, that's right, it's going direct, and forward motion can start to be seen in many aspects of our lives, in our jobs, in our careers, in our endeavors, in our projects, in finding true love, in all kinds of things which have seemed to be stalled for quite some time for us. You know, July will open the door to change, and it will invite us to step into those changes. You know, but these are not small changes, as with all the letting go and all the cleansing and all the clearings that we have consciously done. This time forward from July 1st will certainly be a time of not just change, but it will be transformation in our lives. Now, this, while it's wonderful in that it will transform so many areas of our lives that, like I said, we have felt like we have been stalled or held back, transformation and actually going from the theory of our lives transforming to it actually happening for us, this can be very fearful for many people. And whether they feel like they're truly ready to step into the life of their dreams. And it could be bringing up a lot of things for people. But if you need some help in stepping into those transformations, which will happen for so many of us and that we have waited for, I would love to help you with those transformations in your life. You know, you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions or have an individual angel reading with me, Claire Candy Hoff, and you can call Angel Healing House after the show at 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. You know, your new life and stepping into those transformations is waiting for you. You know, make today that day when you take that all-important first step towards manifesting this transformation into your life and make it a reality. I see that we have several callers holding for those, that free angel advice, free angel guidance. 440, you will be the first one chosen. If you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day. And today's topic is lessons learned from 11 years of Angel Healing House. And regarding this, listeners, I'd like to say a very, very big thank you to all of the lovely anniversary well wishes that I received for this 11th year anniversary of my beloved business, Angel Healing House. For it was in June 2003 that I was divinely led to create and establish my wonderful business. Looking back, the creation of my business was a burning desire inside of me to establish a safe haven for me to shine my authentic, radiant, divine, eternal nature out to the world. You know, I was so driven to accomplish this mission that I received my master teacher's degrees in Reiki on a Monday. The following day, Tuesday morning, I was the first person in line at the business bureau to submit the name of my business. And by the afternoon, the name was processed, and I paid for my license. The very next day, I submitted a small post in the paper publicly announcing my business, and the next day, I started seeing clients. Clients were magically, synchronistically, and miraculously to Angel Healing House under the most extraordinary circumstances, and people just started to find me. Looking back on this 11th year anniversary, I realized this week that I never, ever wrote a mission statement for my business, apart from knowing in my heart that the establishment of my Angel Healing House was a different kind of a mission. It was a mission from God. And while I reflected on that, I thought how I never penned what goals I wished to achieve, and I never wrote down my objectives, and did not have strategies or action plans as to what I was going to implement. You know, because being led by a higher source and not a conventional business manual checklist, I guess my action plan was to wait on the will of God and watch for those signs from the angels on how they would show me to best step forward for the fulfillment of my intentions, my dreams, and how best to serve God and myself and others. You know, it's often at milestones in our lives, like anniversaries, that we pause and we take a moment to look and review the path along the journey. And many times with a business, one assesses its success or failure solely on the bottom line. Yet looking back on the past 11 years, the richness and abundance I have received from my business and the incredible life's lessons that it has presented to me has added so much more to the wealth of my life than just merely money. My business has given me opportunities to give of my time, my heart, my compassion, and my unconditional love. And you know what, listeners, what has come back to me has been miraculous and so much more valuable than gold. People tell you all kinds of advice when one starts a business. They say, make sure you keep accounts, act professional, be responsible, honest, and reliable, for all of these and many more will keep you in good stead. But you know, the best business advice I ever received was from my father, who told me, whatever you do, if you decide to give, you give purely, give openly, and you give generously with all your heart. And remember, the gift is in the giving, for giving is a gift that you give to yourself. And some of the most miraculous results from my giving brought gifts of gratitude from thankful clients, like this letter that I received recently from a client recalling her initial session with me. She writes, "Oh my gosh, I remember being giddy with anticipation for our first reading together. It was a freezing cold Ohio evening, and I remember snuggling up to the phone to absorb all of the wisdom that this new person was going to share with me as Candy was divinely put on my path. Candy's gorgeous voice is healing in itself. She conversed with her posse of angels, and she gave me a glorious divine healing experience that left me wanting more. Candy is a master at reading tarot. She and her posse of angels gave such an accurate, inspiring message that it was almost as if it had tapped into my wildest dreams, and it laid it all out in the cards. Our first session together ended with a Reiki energy healing over the phone. I was so blissed out when I ended the call that I could hardly bear for the moment to end. My relationship and experience with Candy only began on that day, and it continues today, and it will continue as I follow my spiritual path. Candy's true gift is to share her sage wisdom through her ability to clearly see and lovingly deliver messages. Happy, happy anniversary to Candy and her posse of angels, and Angel Healing House cheers to 111 more. And it's signed Melanie, your client, and as she calls herself, a devoted fan. And while I've helped so many people with the countless encounters that I have drawn to myself, I can see very clearly that these connections helped to teach me many invaluable lessons as well. For instance, I have learned that we as humans, or spiritual beings having a human experience, are so incredible and resilient. And each of us can transform and transmute anything that we've experienced in the past with our free will and our ability to make different choices. It truly does not matter what we have experienced in the past, for with new attitudes and by making new, more honorable decisions, we can transform our lives with our faith, our positive, optimistic, passionate energies, and by opening up to receive the help and the grace of a higher power to enter our lives. My clients have decided to break their addictions, whether those addictions were in the form of drugs, alcohol, self-hate, and loathing or abusive relationships, and they've gone on to live lives of peace, joy, forgiveness, and love. And no matter what the addiction, surprisingly, they all found closure by following the same route. They only found closure by loving themselves enough that they chose to be happy over choosing to be right, to finally stop the abuse of hanging on to blame and being a victim instead of being locked in the prison of the past of their own making. You know, I have been witness by the grace of God in my sessions to see the lives of young teenage clients who were strung out on prescription drugs and medication and estranged from their families. I've seen them brought back to love, harmony, and peace as they allowed the hand of God to intervene in their lives and help them return to well-being once more. One of the things that I teach my Reiki students is a very important lesson that I learned early in my business, which is that I do not heal anyone. For this reason, I've never and will never call myself a healer, as I am simply not doing the healing. For that is a decision that each client either chooses or does not choose to make for themselves. I am the conduit and the channel to facilitate the power of God working through me, along with the willingness of the client to cooperate with that greater power in order for healing to take place. But ultimately, the responsibility and accountability falls on each individual to decide whether they will allow that healing to happen or not. You know, in my Angel Healing House sessions, I learned very clearly from bringing forth messages from the angelic realm that we do not die and that we are all divine and eternal. You know, when clients would come for a healing or an angel reading, their relatives and friends who have crossed over would use the opportunity of them coming for a session to push their way into the session to give my clients important messages. And you know what, listeners, no matter what the individual message was for a particular client, it was interesting how the souls on the other side all basically had pretty much the same things to say to the people that were left behind in the physical form. Number one, the people that were crossed over, they said they were all well and happy. Number two is they are learning with so much fun and they're learning so much more. Number three, that they love the person deeply, profoundly, and always will. And number four, all of them brought in the message that they were not dead. Through my beloved business, Angel Healing House, I've learned not only to believe in miracles, but to expect them to happen. I've seen the results of cancers reversing themselves. I've seen the results of lives that have been destroyed by self-hate because of things like sexual abuse come back to wholeness, peace, and forgiveness. And I've seen the reversal of a woman's medical diagnosis that she would never, ever be able to have a child. And I've seen that result in a joyous pregnancy. I've seen the human spirit go beyond self-imposed suffering to see my clients triumph and live lives of joy in ways that they never, ever thought possible. And when I have inquired on my client form as to how the person found myself in Angel Healing House, there have been stories of people being led to my divine business. For instance, a client of mine on the Sunshine Coast in Australia told me that before he came to see me, he'd lost all hope and that he decided to end his life. He explained that his wife found out that he was having an affair and had left him and taken their children. His business had been steadily failing, and it was no longer viable to keep it going. With his alcohol consumption out of control and his health suffering terribly, he was unable to sleep and finding it hard to function properly. That week, he decided to leave his business early as he did not have any clients, exiting through the back door behind his building and walking to his car through the alleyway. He began to sob uncontrollably and said out loud, "God, help me. I have failed at every aspect of my life. If you are listening, please send me an angel to help me." That moment, he passed a trash can and saw that someone had ripped out a magazine advertisement of myself in my angel's wings, and the page was sitting neatly and clearly on top of the trash can. Without hesitation, this gentleman reached out his arm, took hold of my angel magazine photo, and contacted me the very next day. Through intuitive counseling sessions, I was able to show him his life from a higher perspective, to see just where his destructive and negative bullying patterns of control had come from and how his choices and decisions that mainly came from fear, low self-worth, and controlling had led to the manifestation of his current situation. The years and years of unresolved negativity within him were released over time with Reiki healing sessions, and that brought his body back to peace and serenity in order for him to have the clarity to make decisions that were honorable and respectful for him, with the final realization that he did not have to live up to anyone's expectations, but rather his own happiness. This client went on to rebuild his life with the solid foundation of self-love. While I've received hundreds of grateful testimonials, there are some clients that express their appreciation in quite a truly singular, unique way, like this client. She writes, "Being with Claire Candy Hoff is like being dipped in warm honey and spiritually washed clean. It's an empowering experience to find your own place and voice, and Miss Hoff aided me in finding the root of who I am underneath all of my mental noise. My thirsty plant has been watered, and now it's time to go on with my newly cleared and worry-free existence. Thank you for teaching this child of the universe to smile." And that's from Sarah in Los Angeles. You know, my Angel Healing House has taught me that the only moment we have to live in is the blessed and gifted nanosecond of the present moment and of the now. And because I consciously live in this present moment, and I live in faith and trust to God, I've learned to drop all expectations and attachments as to what is supposed to happen now and in the next 11 years of Angel Healing House. And I leave the miracle making in my life in the very capable hands of God and the angels. Or as one client stated, "Candy, you are an amazing example of a faithful and trusting child of God. And that's from my lovely client, Tracy, on the Sunshine Coast in Australia. Before I go on to share more lessons from Angel Healing House, let's go to our phone lines. First up is 440 and next is 817. So 440, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hey, Ms. Candy, this is Angel.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay, and I wanted to say congratulations on your 11th year but doing your perfect successes. You know, I'm proud of you.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you so much. I cannot believe that it's been 11 years already. And I'm not going to say that there were never any challenges, but, you know,
right.
A lot of times people see challenges as something wrong. Those challenges made me so much stronger and tested
okay.
my faith and my trust. And I've come out on the other end with a big smile on my face and a lot wiser.
Okay.
So, what do you have a question? How has your last couple of months been?
Terrible.
Okay.
I went through a real bad breakup, and that's why it's been terrible. It's just like every day I miss this person, every day, all day. I just want to get over it because I don't think the person coming back. That's why I said I want to get over it. But if he is coming back, I won't be able to get over it. So. I mean, I just want to know what's in my forecast, anything good, basically.
Well, you know what? The posse of angels, they are certainly saying that this breakup so had to happen in order for the new to come in order for a higher level frequency relationship coming in for you. Because, because I know you. You are so telepathic. You are so intuitive. You knew
yes.
that there were areas in this relationship that were not honky dory. They were not.
Right.
They were a compromise. They were a compromise. But the posse of angels are lovingly wrapping you in their wings and saying, "Dear, this was such an important soulmate relationship for you to come together." To come together and realize unfinished business, to finally find closure in this. Because if you're quite honest with yourself, if you're quite honest with yourself, this relationship did push your buttons. There was drama. It did cause agitation and irritation. And with you stepping up your vibrational energy, into not allowing compromise anymore in your life, this soulmate relationship, although very romantic, it could not last the higher frequencies of where you're going into. So they want you. The way you're going to get over this is by sitting in quiet, whether you light a candle or get some aromatherapy or incense or lovely room spray or whatever, and.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. And what is this person's name?
His name is Gary Sims, Jr.
Okay, Gary. Okay, so when you sit down in silence, you say, thank you, Gary, for coming back and helping me learn my lessons, helping to reflect to me those things that I still had to attend to, and I still needed to learn. Then what I want you to do is I want you to see him in green, emerald green healing light. Send him the green healing light. Then I want you to send him these bubble gum, cotton candy, puffs of beautiful clouds of unconditional love. Wrap him in that and say, I will always love you. I forgive myself, and I forgive you for whatever needs to be forgiven, and I now release you in order for me to realize the highest and the most beneficial love for myself to come into alignment. And by doing this, it's a ritual, and by doing this, you will feel like you're more proactive and you're more in control.
Okay.
All right. So they really want you to know that this it had to break up because you had stepped up with your energies to not be in a relationship that makes you compromise or feels like there's any part of you that's dishonorable or that's dishonored or disrespected. So let's go to the cards and see what's coming up. It was funny when, you know, I asked you how you are and, you know, these last couple of months and you said terrible. You know, if we knew, I'd say at the beginning of March what was going to happen in those last 3 months. I mean, all the positive angels have had me speaking about is how betrayal, some sort of betrayal had come to light for many of us, you know, and that we were being triggered and seeing if we would react anymore. And there were so many things like that. And it was really pushing us to elevate our consciousness.
Okay.
And to see if we would finally release anything in just unconditional love and forgiveness. So let's go to the cards and see what comes up for my lovely friend.
Well, I hope something good comes up out of these cards.
Let's see what the cards have to say to you. And July 1st, the number one is about new beginnings. Okay. It's about stepping forward and leadership and achievement and all of those things. So. Oh, I love the card. The first card is the Ten of Cups. And if you're a listener to my program, you know that that's the kissy face. That's the kissy face card. There are two people on there kissing. There's a rainbow. There is a beautiful flowing stream. This is the ten is also a number one. It's boiled down to a number one. It's the completion, but it's the beginning of the highest level of emotional fulfillment for you. I do feel that the more you do this ritual of releasing Gary and seeing it in the divine light that it is presenting itself, that you will open yourself up to a higher level frequency of love coming for you. And there is your man. Woo-hoo-hoo. I just spoke about leadership, and in comes the Hierophant. And this Hierophant is a leader, is a spiritually awakened, enlightened, conscious man that is going to be drawn to your like energies inside. And they're showing me music around him, whether it's, you know, whether that's the, they're alluding to, you know, if music be the food of love, play on, or that you're going to be making beautiful music together, or maybe he is, attached to a music career, or he plays an instrument or something like that. in any event, there he is, and he's very handsome, and he's the words that they're giving me is he's very soft and he's very gentle and he's very loving and he's very loving. And the last card for you is the Nine of Wands. And the Nine of Wands is saying give yourself credit for the battles that you have been through and for this time, for the time where you're going to recognize that you're going to step up and finally honor yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you.
All right. Lots of love. Take care.
Thank you, Miss Candy.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And, yeah, it's interesting when you ask somebody, you know, how you been for the last couple of months? Terrible. But it is July 1st. Mercury is no longer in retrograde. And just before we take that next caller, I'd like to tell everybody that when everybody says that Mercury goes direct on July 1st, but it is a big planet, and it takes a while for it to get out of its shadow as it turns around. So maybe give it another 3, 4, 5 days before you get your hopes and your expectations up. I usually give it a week just to make sure to be really moving steadily forward. Let's go to our next caller, 817. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
I'm Crystal. Thank you for taking
Crystal.
My call.
You're very welcome. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas. And if I was to ask you, which crystal are you, what would you say?
I don't know. I really don't know.
The Posse of Angels is showing me a rose quartz. Do you know about crystals?
Okay. No, I'm not familiar with crystals.
Oh, and your name is Crystal? They said that,
yes.
First of all, before we get to your question or anything, they're sticking their nose in here, and they're saying that this would be really important for you to start researching and start learning about your namesake. Rose quartz, for instance. They were showing me rose quartz because rose quartz is about compassion, is about empathy, it's about unconditional love, and it has such a soft and nurturing and beautiful, compassionate energy about it. And they're saying this is so much a part of your nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they were showing me that lovely, soft pink of the rose quartz color. So did you have a question? First of all, and also, Crystal, how has your last couple of months been for you?
It's been interesting. It's been very, like, I guess, awakening type of, you know, I would say it's been some eruptions, you know, but I take a step back and look with a different eye than the natural eye to try to, you know, remain, even though things look like they're out of control, I will not receive that. And I'm saying, no. This
right.
is, you know, how do you handle it? It's almost like I'm in school taking tests, you know, like, okay, here's a math test. You don't like math, you know, if you didn't like that subject. But yet you have to take the test, the challenge. And
yeah.
And then it pushes you forward when you of the what Spirit is trying to teach you. And then
mm-hmm.
it empowers you. And then you don't feel... The more empowered, the less aggravated you feel when you meet other challenges. And
yeah.
And so I've been on that kind of path because I was feeling very powerless and because, you know, I wasn't owning my own power. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do it, you know, the way of spirit. I wanted to do it the way of in the natural, which everything comes from the inside out, not from the outside
right.
in. And so once I accepted, go back on the inside, I found my power there and stopped reacting, you know, stop being, you know, passive aggressive, start, you know, stay in, go from inside out, you know.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
That's such a beautiful spiritual lesson for all of us. Thank you so much for reminding us about you know, because the last 2 months has been about things that have been disclosed to us, you know, whether that was some form of betrayal or whether that was people from our past showing up again, you know, we thought we dealt with them, but, you know.
Exactly.
If we really needed to see if there were any triggers or reactions, that person was going to come back in like a thorn that was still left in our foot, you know. And if we were reacting, then there were aspects of that we still hadn't released.
So that's exactly what happened to me. I had a person come, you know, from my past. I thought I locked them out, and
yeah.
they popped up. And what I found out, the spirit betrayal was in that relationship. And so it came back to betray, and I was doing it. You know, every time that person came, they always made me feel small. And so I immediately started talking to them again, and I would shift into allowing them to be big and me be small in the conversation. And so that's, you know, and I was betraying myself. So the moment I stood up and said I would not shrink, and not in a nasty way, but kept, you know, saying no, you know, just saying to myself, spoke confidently about myself, removed myself from my outside situation and saying who I really am on the inside, then they couldn't stay any longer because I had shifted and they were not interested in me being the same as them. So they left and went to someone else. And so all I had to do was stop betraying myself, you know, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, what you did
and
was,
you
actually diffused the situation, you know. It reminds me of a bully. You know, a bully will only bother somebody if they give them the fuel, you know, to keep bullying them. And once you and once you don't feed that anymore, which you so beautifully put, then they went away. You know?
Yeah, they just said, well, no power here. I can't disarm her. I had to put my arms down, you know, disarm myself. But I wouldn't disarm myself because it's my God-given right to be who, in abundance, not in lack, you know. So I said, well, I'm going to walk in abundance, you know, about who I am despite, you know, materialistic thing, because that has nothing to do with abundance. That's a byproduct of feeling abundant, you know.
You know, Crystal, you know what the Posse of Angels are saying? They're saying, why don't you have your own radio program?
You know, I'm marching towards, you got me on that, because, you know, that's what I'm, you know, working on, removing the false, taking off my mask and putting on my, allow my true self to come.
Okay, what they're saying to me now is you're ready. You have been ready for quite some time. If you're waiting for the right time to be ready to step out there as the spiritual leader and the metaphysical teacher, then you don't have to wait anymore. Whether that's learning a modality in energy healing, whether that's using your mediumistic abilities, whether it's reading, you know, doing intuitive readings, or whatever it is, they're saying, or starting your own radio, your spiritual radio program, Crystal. You are more than ready to do this. And they are applauding you. And they're saying the only thing that is stopping you from doing this is you.
I know. I am going to, you know, I know. It's just such a, you know, thing I had to accept because it's so different from where I came from.
I know.
And that's the only thing. It's just, you know, want to run off into something and not be, you know, secure and make sure that's real. This is really happening to me. These things are really going on. And so I wanted to go under the umbrella of licensed counselor. And that made me feel a little bit more secure, even though I don't need it, but it's for my natural mind just to release me. And I felt like once I go up under that umbrella, I would just abandon that title. Really, it's just something that, like training wheels on a bike, basically.
Absolutely.
That's what I, you know that I needed to do. I just see things happen. You know, just like right now, my AC went out in my house, and I went out there to clean the coils on the unit outside, and I told a big locust, like, you know, showed up, and I was like, I'm afraid I can't turn the water off because it was, you know, by there, and I sent my daughter began to... My daughter talked to the locust, and she was, like, abrupt with him. And she was like, just get away from me. I just want to turn the spout off, you know, the water spout.
Yeah.
And he turned it backwards, flipped, like, jumped back at her and said no. And then when she said, I just want to turn the water off, then he jumped onto the water handle so she couldn't turn it. And then I said, and I go, what is going on? And then I said, Mother Nature, what's going on? And he goes, he's not being mean. He's just thirsty because your husband cut the grass that he hid in to kept himself from the sun, and now he's thirsty, and so you need to allow him to drink the water. And I went out and told the local, I said, listen, I have to turn the water off because we're under restriction, water restriction in Texas at this time, so I'm going to give you 3 minutes. Could you please move after that? So I left and came back 3 minutes later. He moved up the wall so we can turn it off, and I turned it off. My daughter goes, oh, my God. I said, well, what I need to do, I said, listen, I will water the grass more often when we can after 5 o'clock, and I'll give back what, you know, I took from you so that you can stay cool. And I said, now we're reaping what we sowed. We made him hot, and now our AC went out. You know, so he's like, now how do you think we feel? And I'm like, you're right. I'm sorry. You know, I was like, everything's alive.
You know, Crystal, this is, you are just so effervescent, and you're so intuitive. You're just so telepathic. If you would like some help and some guidance in stepping out as a metaphysical teacher, I would avail myself to you, and you can send me your email questions or concerns with stepping forth to Candy,
okay,
C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Okay, the first card for you is the moon card, and suddenly a light is going to be shown on how you can step forward with your, you know, career as a metaphysical teacher. And it's going to open doors for you. The next card is the Emperor. This is the Emperor card for me is always the who's the boss card. And to it's very different from a king energy. This is letting that settle in, those gifts, talents, and abilities of yours to shine to the world. And the next card is the Two of Wands, where she's holding the world in her hand and shining that out to the world. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Crystal. It's certainly a time for you to step forward into that role of the metaphysician and then see what extraordinary fulfillment of your intentions comes to you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, and congratulations on your 11 years.
Thank you. Lots of love. Take care. I look forward to hearing from you.
You will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you so much to our lovely Crystal. Let's go to 520. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Who am I speaking with?
Christina.
Hi, Christina. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona. And how has your last couple of months been?
They've been, I guess, good.
Good. Excellent. I'm happy.
Yeah. My husband was laid off for a little while, so we were home together. So that was nice.
Oh, that's nice. That actually, my husband, left his job last August, and it has been an absolute joy to be together with him. The energies that and the fun and the joy and the love that we have for each other. I didn't get to see him much for 2.5 years when he was working on a top-rated show, and it has been such a blessing. So, you know, a lot of times people see being laid off as a bad thing, but it certainly gives somebody a time to rest and recoup. And for our, to be together with our loved ones on a more steady basis and things like that. So what question do you have for the Posse of Angels?
I was wondering, I haven't been working, and I'm going back to work now, so I've been looking for work, and I applied for 2 jobs in the same company. So I was just wondering if you see anything coming my way, or if the angels have anything to tell me, whatever message I'm supposed to know.
Okay, Christina, let's ask about this job. Now, in those 2 jobs in the company that you applied for, is this something that you are passionate about and that you love doing?
It's something different.
Different is okay, but is it something that you would like to do?
Thank you. I'm open-minded. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, the Posse of Angels are they're feeling good about those 2 interviews or those 2 job applications that you've put in. And they're nodding their heads and saying that the more that you can just follow your intuition, the more that you can just listen to your heart and how to step forward. And they do want you to do something. Before we pull some cards here, they want you to sit quietly and they want you to say, thank you for my wonderful new job position. I love my new job. I work with like-minded people. I work in a great location and great surroundings and people who are kind and loving and compassionate and creative. And And I want you to say this out loud. Thank the universe for this amazing new job opportunity for you, and to then visualize how this is going to unfold, or not, even if you can't visualize it, feel how you feel waking up every morning and working under these circumstances. And these energies will then tap into the universe, and then you ask the angels to send you signs on the fulfillment of this. And you stay in the present moment, and then you will look for, then they will send you the signs, whether that's overhearing a conversation or somebody, you know, on the off chance says something to you that knows that you're looking for a job, or, you know, it could be in all kinds of ways that they send you signs, but you won't find them unless you're in the present moment and you've said thank you. Thank you for this amazing new job opportunity for myself. And when you do this, the Page of Pentacles is telling you that messages of money are coming in, and this is that job opportunity that will come to you. Promise me that you will say that every day out loud. Thank you. Thank you for my wonderful new job opportunity, and all of those things. I love working with these people. I love being creative. I love being able to be financially remunerated and showing the world my gifts and talents and my abilities. Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure if you're going to be working at the World Bank or whatever. This is the Ace of Pentacles is coming in again. So it's new beginnings around money. It's messages around money, and it's new beginnings around money. And it couldn't get any better than this. The Ace of Cups is coming in, which is emotional fulfillment for you. This is just such a heavenly, lovely reading about abundance and emotional fulfillment. So you do that every single day by saying and feeling it in your heart, Christina, thank you for my amazing job, and I work with such lovely people. And when you get your job, you send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. Would you do that for me?
Yes, I will, and I will do, and I do do that. I pray and I thank every day. But,
okay,
I'll do it how you said. Yeah.
Okay. Do that with that enthusiasm and passion in your heart, and you see what then manifests in your reality. So thank you very much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
God bless you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 330. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Candy?
Yes?
This is Melanie. How are you?
I am well, Melanie. I'm very well.
Good. I wanted to call and wish you a very happy anniversary.
Oh, aren't you a dear? Thank you so much. Everyone, this is the Melanie that wrote me that, oh, my gosh, testimonial that I read out at the beginning of the show.
Oh, I didn't even, you know what? I didn't get on. My daughter had tutoring. I didn't even get on the call till about halfway through, 2:30 my time here in Ohio. So I missed it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you can always go back and listen to the archive show.
Yes.
I don't think you would mind if I told listeners that you have broken through and to such extraordinary heights, and you are now speeding along your path to fulfilling your intentions, to realizing your dreams. And I, for one, along with the posse of angels, are applauding you because we are so proud of the steps that you've taken.
Oh, thank you. It's definitely been a journey, and I've been hearing you speak with the other callers about, you know, what the past couple months have been, and you've been you're aware of my past couple months with everybody's. It's been an upside-down, backward, plans falling through, but I've also found ways to, you know, find the diamond in the rough and to see where, you know, maybe my plans, it wasn't my will. You know, that
yeah.
Somebody else had other plans for me, and there were some things that I wanted to have happen in my heart, and they started happening. And I'm hoping that with this Mercury retrograde gone and now we have July coming, that, I mean, I really do feel like it's time that maybe I wasn't being pulled away, that maybe it's more like a slingshot, like I'm being pulled back, and now it's
yeah.
time to let go and see where I
yeah.
end up. But I just want to tell you how much I love you. how much I love your show, that you are so amazingly talented, and I wanted to make sure I got on today to wish you a happy anniversary.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Well, you look after yourself and take care. Let's while you're here, I'll draw you three cards. The first card is the Nine of Pentacles. The first card is the Nine of Pentacles. There's this beautiful woman standing in a wheat field with the geese around her, a falcon on her shoulder, the sun shining, and this is about lavish abundance in your life and living it and experiencing it. And so gorgeous. The Knight of Wands is a movement card. This is a movement certainly in your career, which we have spoken about. And things are moving rapidly forward again. The posse of angels are telling us to hold on to our keisters because the fulfillment of our intentions is coming in and may not be in quite the way that we think it is, but that transformation is coming. And the next one is that Ace of Wands. The Ace of Wands here is in regard to your book. And they're going, knock, 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 knock. You know, this is the book, the blog, or whatever you're going to be doing that's going to have such success. So thank you so much, Melanie, for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy anniversary.
Take care. God bless you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, Melanie. Let's go to our next caller. Next caller is Earth Mom. Earth Mom, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Taking me. Sorry, you are taking from hell. Because I'm supposed to work.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Oh. Okay.
Earth Mom, I can't hear you very well. There's a lot of static on the line.
If you can tell me anything else,
can you? I can't hear you. Could you call back in, please? There's just too much interruption there. Let's go to our next caller. In the meantime, let's go to 904. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello, 904. You're on the line with Angel Healing House.
This is Sarah from Florida.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's your question? I only have about a minute and a half left.
Well, I feel stagnant. Like, you know, like things aren't happening, you know, for me. You know, although I get up, I start to get up like it's a brand new day every day and stay positive.
Well,
but
you know
I
what?
Grateful.
Okay, you know what? And your name again was Sarah?
Yes, ma'am. I've spoken to you before, but not in several months.
Okay. Now, Sarah, I'm going to tell you, things are starting to change for you because today is your lucky day because I am going to sign off on my program and I will call you after the show and I will give you your free reading. Because I am just about out of time. So I'll get you on this 904 number and call you back. So things are moving ahead for you because you're going to have a free reading offline.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And
bye-bye.
That just about wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much to all of my callers. Thank you to my listeners for tuning in. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting newsletter full of channeled messages from myself and the Posse of Angels, please send your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book an intuitive counseling, Reiki healing session, or angel reading, please call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, and that can be done in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using phone and Skype. And until next time, listeners, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. I'll speak to you next week. Take care. Bye.